Ever feel like you're constantly under a microscope? Like every stumble, every setback, feels like a monumental failure that defines your entire worth. We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in that cycle of self-criticism, beating ourselves up for not being perfect. But guess what? Nobody's perfect. And let me tell you, striving for perfection is a recipe for burnout and anxiety. So, how do we navigate those inevitable bumps in the road with grace? Well, friends, today's episode is all about something truly powerful. Self-compassion. It's not about coddling yourself or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Here's the deal. Self-compassion isn't a fluffy, feel-good concept. It's a game changer. Studies show that practicing self-compassion can actually reduce anxiety, boost resilience, and even improve your overall well-being. Pretty amazing, right? So, let's dive into some actionable strategies to cultivate this incredible superpower. First things first, acknowledge those difficult feelings. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Instead, say to yourself, this is tough, and it's okay to feel this way. Recognizing your emotions without judgment is a huge step towards self-compassion. You know that feeling when you're putting together a complex puzzle and you just can't figure out the last piece? It's frustrating. But instead of throwing your hands up in defeat, you take a step back, analyze the pieces you have, and try a different approach. That's what we need to do with our emotions, acknowledge them, understand them, and then move forward with intention. Second, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings as they arise. Mindfulness helps us detach from negative thought patterns and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Remember that time you were so absorbed in a good book that everything else faded away? That's mindfulness at work. It allows us to find peace within ourselves even when external circumstances are challenging. Next, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's an inevitable part of being human. Instead of viewing failures as personal shortcomings, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Think about your favorite athlete. They don't just win every game. They stumble, they fall, but they get back up stronger and wiser each time. Embrace those imperfections. They make you unique and add to your story. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging in extravagant treats, although that can be nice too. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, listening to calming music, or spending time with loved ones, make sure you're making time for things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and kindness, especially from yourself. Don't underestimate the power of positive self-talk. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. Think about that supportive friend who always knows how to pick you up when you're down. Now extend that same kindness to yourself. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend just got fired from their job. They're feeling devastated, stressed, and unsure what the future holds. What do you say to them? You probably wouldn't tell them they should have worked harder or that they deserved it, right? Instead, you'd offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and let them know you're there for them, no matter what. That's exactly how we need to treat ourselves with love, support, and understanding, especially when things get tough. So, remember, you are not defined by your failures. You are defined by your resilience, your ability to learn from your mistakes, and your capacity for self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, embrace the journey, and know that you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a dose of self-compassion today. Let's spread the love and support each other through life's ups and downs. And until next time, keep calm, stay courageous, and remember you are amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.